From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brexit, Brexit, and more Brexit. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that Britain's vote to leave the European Union will not have an adverse effect on the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's military and political prowess.
We have high expectations of a very strong NATO meeting with important deliverables that will not change one iota as a consequence of the vote that is taking place.
Now, Mr. Kerry was interviewed by reporters after a meeting with NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. This is the Secretary General.
After the UK decided to leave the European Union, I think that NATO has become even more important as a platform for cooperation between Europe and North America, but also defense and security cooperation between European NATO allies.
28 member nations of NATO will attend a summit in Warsaw, Poland on July 8th and 9th. Well, we have turmoil today on the global stock markets thanks to Brexit, with prices falling in the United States and Europe. Earlier on Monday, a key index in Japan recovered some of the drastic losses that it saw in Friday's trading. In New York, the Dow and the S&P 500 were off more than 1% in Monday's early trading. London's FTSE fell 2%. Worries that leaving the EU will hurt the British economy push the value of the pound down even further. The Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean Sea as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. The Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers north of the Libyan coast. This is VOA News. Hundreds of high school students marched in Cairo calling for the Minister of Education's resignation after officials were arrested for leaking cheat sheets for national exams on Facebook. Now, while mostly a peaceful event, some students were detained late in the day after throwing bricks and bottles at police who were blocking their way with riot vehicles and shooting rubber bullets in the air, according to an observer on the scene at the time of the crash. Police were preventing the marchers from entering Tahrir Square, the epicenter of the mass protests back in 2011 and in 2013. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least five people in an eastern village near the Syrian border. 15 people were wounded in the incident. There have been no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadly attack. Lebanon has been repeatedly hit by militant attacks related to the ongoing war in neighboring Syria. Iraqi forces recaptured the last neighborhood of Fallujah, ending a month-long offensive to take control of the key city from Islamic State militants. The victory is part of an overall campaign to defeat the Islamic State insurgency, which seized large parts of Syria and Iraq in 2014. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has vowed next to retake the ISIS-held city of Mosul. Israel and Turkey have reached a deal to normalize ties, ending a six-year rift. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday in Rome that a maritime security blockade on the Gaza Strip is going to remain in place, but humanitarian aid could reach Gaza through Israeli ports. The Israeli leader met Sunday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Rome before the announcement. Turkish Prime Minister Yildirim said on Monday that in Ankara that the agreement largely lifts the blockade. In a case touching on one of the most prominent issues on the minds of Americans, the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. Now, that 6-2 ruling on Monday was a victory for gun control advocates who have increased their efforts following this month's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida. The case dealt with two men who hit their partners and were found guilty of misdemeanor assaults in the state of Maine. A federal law makes it illegal for anyone with that type of conviction from possessing a gun. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld abortion rights Monday, ruling that states across the country had no right to curb the constitutional right of women to end their pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. Now, the 5-3 decision was perhaps the court's most important abortion rights ruling in the last quarter of a century. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.